CliffCentral.com.
It is time for us to get into Collectomania this morning. Now, Collectomania is our chance to see all the most amazing collections that people have, and it is absolutely fascinating to see what people collect. Just last week, we had Penny Stein on, and she was showing us all of her tea sets, and she actually said to me that that wasn't even all of it. That was what she could fit on the table. You know?
Yeah.
You got to ask yourself.
And that table is long.
Long table.
It was like a 22-seater table that she filled with tea sets, and she could tell the stories behind it. It was absolutely...
Right.
I think, yeah, I was taken aback. I was like, damn, girl. Woo. Mm-hmm. That's... Woo.
So this week we have a very special guest on Collectomania, Dr. Dori Wheel, who's better known as Dr. D, and she's going to show off her shoe collection to us. We're going to get into her shoe. I think... You know, there are people who have like a room for shoes, right? I think Dr. D might be one of those people. I've never counted how many pairs of shoes I have, but guys always have way less than girls. And I actually thought about it. Mm. When you go on a trip overseas or whatever, and you're a guy, and you can pack like 3 pairs of shoes, girls have to pack like 8. Because
yeah, like a whole bag that's right. Just for shoes.
Right.
Like one of each. Like one for each meal of the day. One for each outfit. One for each... However I feel, I need variety, honey. Even if it's just 3 days, I need a lot. It is what it is.
So if you have a collection that you would like to show off, or some part of it that you think would be interesting to us, then please let us know. Get in touch with us at contact@cliffcentral.com. We would love to have you and feature your collection on Collectomania. And of course, it's brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. We want to know about your collections too. And if you haven't checked out the Scoin Shop, they've just moved into new premises at the Mark. You need to go and see them. If you want to, I mentioned this earlier, if you want to invest in gold, this is the way to do it. Speak to the guys at the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. Here she is, Dr. D. Hey, Dr. D.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. So I'm looking at you, Gareth, and it's a lovely sight. It says on here, Brian Schimmel, and you look absolutely nothing like him. So I'm pleased that we are together at this time of the morning. Hello.
It's nice to see you, Dr. D. Listen, we all know you really well, and you've been on our show a million times. You are one of the foremost people in your field. You're going around the world talking. I'm so glad we got to actually see you on the show, because we've been trying to get you to talk about your shoe collection for the longest time. And finally, you're here. And listen, you say it's not such a collection, but let me tell you, this is quite something. How many pairs of shoes do you have, Doc? Have you ever counted your shoes, Dr. D?
You know, I actually haven't. I thought I better not, in case I got a shock. But there are a lot. There are a lot. I would say that they're well over 100 for sure.
Okay.
But possibly more.
Okay.
In fact, definitely more. Yeah.
Do you?
You know, it's interesting work for me. I mean, I usually these days talk about things like post-traumatic stress after the pandemic.
Yeah.
And how do you focus on post-traumatic growth? I realized it's actually not that different. You know, what do you need to focus on? What were the things that you could realize or that made you excited that you can reconnect with again, whatever they may be? So, yeah, I have, in preparation for the show, just had a good look at this extensive shoe collection. And they are quite amazing, I have to say.
So Dr. D, you're a psychologist, and I wonder if you've thought about the psychological, the reason that we collect things. I mean, I'm also a collector of a bunch of things, right? I collect coins, and I collect art, and I collect a whole lot of other stuff. You also have many collections. All the people we've spoken to on the show over the course of, you know, the last year maybe that we've been doing this, They all have this real drive, and it's incredible, this burning passion to kind of collect things and then they look after their collection. It's the whole reason that for some of them, you know, they enjoy spending their money on that more than almost anything else. Have you ever thought about the psychological reasons for people to collect?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I think that there's a kind of a transcendental connectedness. You know, it connects you to the past. Each thing that you collect certainly elicits a memory of where you were, who you were with, the time of your life, know, that particular time where you bought this or that. So I think that there's that kind of the timeline of it, and just the kind of way of looking after the things and collecting them and adding the collect to the collection brings some sort of satisfaction and joy and some kind of control on yourself and what you're collecting in the organization of it, the sorting out of it, the, you know. So I think that there's, and in many ways, the beauty of whatever it is you're collecting, whether it could be, I know you had Penny on teacups.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
And, absolutely. You know, you say that you collect art. You know, I think that the collection of shoes have saved me quite a lot of money, actually, because I haven't spent it on art or jewelry. I've got art, and I've kept the arches on my walls. Yeah. And instead of buying, you know, expensive jewelry, I can put them on my feet or carry them in a handbag. And the other thing with me, most particularly about shoes, is that they were one thing, you know, that long time in my life, for the longest time, I was an overweight child and a bit of an overweight teenager, at least in my mind I was for a lot of, and the one thing that I could choose and buy and that would make me feel good was I could put shoes on my feet, or especially handbags, because handbags always fit. They never didn't fit. And so I didn't have that kind of anxiety of going into a store and saying, I'm sure that what I like here will not fit me. It was different with the shoes. So I could get that lift sort of figuratively and literally, because nearly every, in fact, probably if I'm honest, all the shoes have some kind of heel. You'll never know how tall I am. It's usually 4 to 6. You'll never. You know, I mean, even my most people say wear comfortable shoes, and then they look at me and I say, but those are my most comfortable wedges. They're fine, and I can walk in them. And they do literally, I think, make me look better and feel better as they raise you up. Who doesn't want that from a collection?
So let's take a look at some of these shoes, because people want to see what we're talking about. So here's just a little look at some of the shoes in there. These are absolutely incredible. Do you want to give us any specifics on these, Dr. D, that are on the screen right now?
Yeah, well, the first thing I can say about them is every single one that I'm looking at now are really old. I don't wear any of those shoes.
Oh, really?
Anymore. So what? No. They are not the newest shoes that I wear at all.
Okay.
But I think the shoes, all of them, I mean, they're creative and they've crafted and they thought about and then they, you know, they have a history. I mean, who would wear those pink and black shoes like that anymore? But when I started not being able to give them away at all, I thought, okay, I'm going to line the walls of my bathroom with these shoes. And as you can see, there are these Perspex little stands and shelves that run pretty much on two complete walls from top to bottom, you know, in that space. And they are certainly not only a talking point, because not that many people come into my bathroom, although sometimes people ask to see them. You know, I think that they are art and they symbolize creativity.
Absolutely.
And a time in your life. I mean, I can look at those ones on the right. I can tell you that I bought them in Venice that time. There's some long ago, there's some nostalgia. Animal print is always in. Animal print is never not in.
Right.
I remember the shop, the place, and the person I was with when those shoes were bought and how I felt. I didn't take them off. I tried them on and then walked out of the shop with them.
that's amazing. All right, so take us through a few of these here. Are these newer ones?
Ooh.
Look at this.
If you look in the last two on the top, I don't think it's ever possible to have too many black boots. You need day ones, night ones, evening ones, day ones, thin heel ones, slightly more. Comfort doesn't usually, you see, you have comfortable shoes and posing shoes. You know, it's as much about the look. I mean, I have shifted a little bit and it's not either or, and they need to be relatively comfortable as well. But, you know, those two, the ones have got that you showed in the middle have got a green stripe. So those connect with a particular outfit that has green on, and they just make the outfit in them. The other ones on the right-hand side, okay, they're very high.
Right.
You just catch a little bit of the back with them.
Yeah, listen, these very high heels, you know, again, as a guy, we don't realize the kind of sacrifice that you women make with these very high heel shoes. It's a dangerous thing. You could seriously hurt yourself on very high heel shoes if you don't know what you're doing. Right, Dr. D?
You absolutely can. That's really, really true. You know, you can hurt yourself. So it's quite an art or a skill to wear them. But if you've been doing it for many, many years, it becomes kind of second nature. It's easy. If you look at that little picture that you showed in the beginning, mm-hmm, that is a vintage Gucci bag at the end of it.
Right.
They would not. I think if you see the little stripe at the bottom with a double G.
Yes.
Very old, quite nostalgic, but it's still a piece. The one on the top was a classic Bottega Veneta bag, you know, bought in Rome. And it just sits nicely on the shelf. On occasion, if I need a navy blue, very simple evening bag, because everything else is exotic enough, you can just pick that one up, you know, off the shelf. The ones next to it have got crafted scallops on them. Now, that's not so easy to design and make.
Wow.
You know, I think it was Liza Minnelli that said, husbands come and go, but Manolo Blahniks are here to stay. And they really are. So she clearly feels about them with appreciation the same way as I do. And, you know, they've all got some kind of detail. You don't find silver and navy blue shoes that easily. Sometimes you put something on, it's got that, I'm talking about the ones in the middle on the bottom, and you say, geez, those ones are going to really make that outfit, you know, and they become the outfit. Sometimes you right. see the shoes first and then the outfit. But although usually it is the other way around.
Let's go through a few more of these pictures. Now, these are very dressy. We've got some, it looks like almost diamantes or pearls, or what have we got going on these shoes and that bag? They're black
There are the diamante ones. Gosh, if you move along that shelf, you'll see the Dolce & Gabbana ones full of jewels. They are much more current. These are older, but I can say that those little diamante ones, if you, the label is Gia, they're easy. They slip on, and actually you can sort of use them to dress up with a diamante and a stunning bag that is full of jewels. Or, in fact, you can put them on with a pair of jeans, and suddenly your old blue jeans turn into something that's glamorous because of the shoes.
Right.
The one in the middle is actually shaped like a mouth. You know, those are meant to be lips.
Wow.
Sequined lips, can you imagine?
Wow.
And you can't really see the bottom. Look at the bottom. I mean, it's really diamonds on the soles of her shoes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the song.
There you are. And you carry that. Now, you see, look at that. Those are Stuart Weitzman shoes.
Oh, my word.
Okay, let's.
Those are absolutely plastic.
I just want to.
Made.
I just want to. Yeah. I want to describe this to people who are listening instead of watching this morning, because we've got about three pairs of shoes here on the screen. The ones in the middle have what look like hands that come out of the heel and go up the back of the shoe where the heel would be, and then down. But it's covered in little jewels. It's beautiful, like two hands with
little rhinestones, and they are beautiful. You know, those are definitely keepers. And definitely for display. Mm. If I tell you they're also very old, but just like you wouldn't discard a piece of art that you appreciate or mm-hmm. that you're attracted to, you know, you keep them. And look at the little detail with the green ring, you know, on the fourth finger. You know, they were really thought about and beautifully, beautifully, beautifully made. Certainly worth displaying and keeping. The ones on the right-hand side, Jimmy Choo, you know, me and Jimmy Choo, we got a thing going on. but, you know, that's also because Jimmy Choo, in terms of very glamorous shoes, are also, I think, certainly for my feet, as opposed to a designer like Christian Louboutin, are quite comfortable and quite easy to wear. You agreeing, aren't you? You know, I can
definitely.
See you agreeing. And what is so clever about those shoes, Gareth, if you look at them, they've got a platform. Some shoes have got visible platform, those black ones with a little diamante bow, some have got hidden platforms, and the platforms to you would make no difference, but to us, they make a tremendous difference, because it means that you can go higher on the back and still retain because some level of comfort and flatness in the front and have glamour. And I see that some of them are actually coming back again, those platform shoes. So, yeah, wow. they're favorite.
Well, I've never...
glamorous enough.
I've never seen Simpiwe and Lebang so quiet and so absorbed in a conversation.
We are in awe.
I'm literally sitting here like waiting for the real question, which is, Dr. D, what's your shoe size? And secondly, how soon can I come just to try out the merchandise?
Okay. Well, I'd love to show you around. They've got something, so you can come anytime. My shoe size... actually, it's interesting. It has changed a little bit, not that much. It's around about 37 and a half, 38. What that means in normal sizes is probably around about a 5.
Oh, no, you are not a girl.
There you go. Yeah, it's a point of contention for my big daughter, who has outgrown my shoe size ages ago. So she just watches with her with her tongue hanging out.
All right, I don't want us to stop looking at pictures of these shoes. What on earth is going on here? These are probably the most jewel encrusted shoes I've ever seen. They look like the kind of thing that, you know, the richest people in the 1600s would have put on. Marie Antoinette would have had a pair of these.
Yeah, so would have King Henry, actually.
Yes.
There was an emphasis in those days on shoes, and there was also an emphasis on height. It was the wealthy people who were a kind of allowed to show that off by wearing high heel shoes, men as well. They certainly weren't stiletto unless they were, they may have been, who says that they weren't, but they weren't displayed as that. They were thicker. So they were symbolic. Shoes have always been symbolic. Now those... when you wear that with a matching bag, you need very little jewelry. Maybe a simple one or a single pendant or studs or something. Not too much. That is wearing jewels and carrying them. And so, you know, when I say sometimes it saves you money on jewelry and on art, you know, you can see what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's absolutely a kind of cryptic giggle. You know, maybe you don't have to. But you can't overdo that. Now, the one that you don't see, I did these half asleep very, very quickly, but you see a little bit on the side. I think there is one somewhere where you see the jeweled clasp in the middle of the red one. Those are made by Bing Crosby's daughter.
Wow.
Who actually, she handmakes those bags, handmakes them. And that one, which unfortunately you don't see the beauty of it in this pic somewhere, maybe you would find it somewhere, you know, it's not there. But trust me, it's got a most beautifully designed, very big and gorgeous clasp that was handmade. And that particular one reminds me of a cruise that I was on many, many, many years ago, where they featured it virtually as art, you know, in a shop on the boat.
Sure.
And so it brings that dark memory. And it's red and it's sexy and it's gorgeous. And you carry that, you know.
Yeah.
If you could virtually, you need to wear something basic and black or a beautiful tux, maybe, when you carry that bag. And perhaps a dash of red somewhere. You see it on the side. On the right.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So, I mean, gorgeous. So, Dr. D, you said that you display them in your bathroom, which is amazing because, again, that's a very private space, but it's also somewhere where most people, usually a bathroom is just kind of utilitarian, you know, it's practical. But it's nice that your bathroom also becomes your display area for these amazing shoes.
Well, my bathroom is, it's an important room. Of course, it's private space. If you go back to that picture, I just wanted to show you before you lose it, the one we've just seen. If you look on the top shelf, those are three pairs on the top left-hand side that I wear currently. That's the four. Now, the ones in the middle are very current. You can still get them because they're classic. Those are D&G, Dolce & Gabbana, very heavily jeweled in the middle. they've got their lace, but they also, I don't know how they do it, but they're comfortable. They really are comfortable. The ones on the side, you would recognize, certainly the ladies in the studio know what the red heels are. The red heels are the classic Louis Vuitton trademark. And I love them, and they're gorgeous, and they're made with Swarovski crystals. Those ones, they're not hell of a comfortable, got to say. But you were asking me something else.
The display in the bathroom. I mean, it's just
because I'm fortunate enough. I think that for me, my bathroom is both private. It's a private space, but it's also a relaxing space where if there's time, instead of a shower, you can take a long bath, preferably with bubbles in it. And when you look around, you want to look at some things that are really beautiful, you know. So it's more like a boudoir than a bathroom.
There we go.
Above some of those shoes, those reels, there are pictures of shoes everywhere. There's art in shoes as well. I sent you some of them somewhere.
Absolutely.
So it's a relaxing, pleasing, lovely space. Look at that. Those are old.
Stunning.
They are wedges, like, you know, not thin high heels. Gareth, that's what's called by a high wedge made out of velvet. And teamed own bag behind it, which has the same buckle as the shoes on it.
Yeah.
But also the woven in different color velvet, so that it would pick up the black and red when you wear it. You should wear that one.
So here's some of the shoe art. You've got a picture up on the wall there as well of just these beautiful shoes that are impossibly high heels, I've got to say. Yeah, it's really amazing.
These are stunning.
Okay, you can see that. Yeah, there you are. Okay, that's, funnily enough, there are probably about more than 20 pictures like that. Some are bags. Some are actually of another passion that I have, which is perfume bottles, maybe for another time. But they're beautifully made. They are art that come onto the wall. So it's an appreciation of creativity.
Yeah.
It's like saying, if you can, not everyone can do that. It doesn't only have to be a utilitarian place.
Sure.
It can be a relaxing place and a beautiful place as well.
So
that art is all over the show.
So just lastly, because we hinted at this in the beginning and collections, and you are a psychologist, how do you know when you've gone over the top and you've got a problem? Because a collector can become a problem person. They can become a hoarder.
I think that I would sort of look at what one usually looks at when something becomes a problem, and that's when it starts interfering with your life and preventing you. It dominates you in ways, you know, it becomes an obsession. You have to go and look for another one where, you know, there isn't a proper balance. The collection should be joyful and maybe just serve another purpose of pleasure and nostalgia. But I think if it becomes a total obsession and starts interfering both with your personal life and your relationships, because that's really all you want to do when you go on holiday and not spend time with a person, or seek that out, you know, or it really is dominating and takes up too much time. And also it becomes a problem for the person because they often can't control that obsession or thought that it becomes too central and too much. So it's important, but there has to be some sort of balance, I guess.
Well, Doc, it's so nice to see you, and always great to be allowed into your collection, and especially because I think so many women who are watching this live are just drooling over this incredible collection of shoes. But it's amazing. I mean, you really are inspiring, and I just love the fact that each pair of shoes has a story. Each of them brings, as you say, some kind of nostalgic memory back. And it must be very, very special to look at each pair and go, I remember where I was when I bought those, or this reminds me of a certain person or a certain time. It's really, really cool. And it's lovely to see you. We've got to make a plan to get you into the studio again one day, and we'll have a proper chat for a good hour or two.
I would really love that. And I would say that as you're talking, it's more about hoarding has a negative connotation. But it's more about what you've just said. of keeping the shoes, recognizing their beauty, appreciate them, rather than sort of trolling the shops and trying to find them. It's all that. So thank you. But I'm going to have a tea party in the bathroom, girls. And I think that we must come and have beautiful little cupcakes.
Girl.
And tea in China. Beautiful.
Girl.
When and where?
Address, all right, send location. I'll be there.
I'll connect all of you. There's something for you. There's something for you to vlog, Simpiwe. That'll be amazing. All right, Dr. D, lots of love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
There we go. That's Dr. D. And that is Collectomania for this week. It's brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. Check them out at scoinshop.com. I can tell Lebang and Simpiwe enjoyed that one more than any of the others.
Yo, dude, like those shoes look so expensive. Like, I just wanted to ask her, how much does it all cost? Like, all of it combined?
Because she's just name dropping.
In the upper end. Jimmy Choo, Louis Vuitton, Gucci. That's my Burberry. That's my Louis V. I'm sitting here, I'm like, yo. Damn.
No, I don't think you understand, Gareth, how expensive those shoes could easily, like, one pair could be like 5,000 like going
30
up.
40, 30 to 40 grand, 15. Even. Like,
going depending on, so it's like if she's stunning. Buying that
she's definitely balling. She's obviously a baller.
she you know what, that's the point of what else are you going to do with money, right? You buy the things you like, do the things you want, have the experiences that matter to you. All right, everybody, that's all we got time for today. cliffcentral.com